The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Welcome to Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette. The governing classes and their media lapdogs keep telling us that whistleblower Edward Snowden is aiding the enemy by letting us know about the government's unconstitutional snooping on us and our calls and our emails. Coming up right after this, we'll talk with Ron Paul about blowing the whistle on Big Brother.
I'm Ron Paul. I'd like to thank our sponsors. Their support makes these conversations possible.
We talk a lot here about gold. This is Charles Goyette. While you need to protect yourself and your family with gold, you also need to protect yourself from dealers who sell overpriced gold coins, coins with high profit margins. High profits for them, that is, not so great for you. Because I take this seriously, I want to refer you to CMI Gold and Silver. Helping people avoid overpriced gold is actually a part of CMI's mission statement. Call CMI Gold and Silver at 855-757-7285 or look them up online at CMIGS.com. That's just CMI and then GS for gold and silver. CMIGS.com. Protect yourself. Call now. Speak with one of their knowledgeable advisors. 855-757-7285. 855-757-7285.
I don't want to live in a world where everything I do and say is recorded. That is not something I'm willing to support or live under. Those are the words of whistleblower Edward Snowden. Now, that seems like a perfectly sensible point of view. A lot of us, Dr. Paul, don't want to live in such a world.
Now, there's hope that most of us don't, and most of us will speak out and try to prevent it. But right now, there's reason to be a little pessimistic about it for what's going on with our federal government. You know, and it's not a brand new problem. It was one of the reasons why we had a revolution. And quickly after our revolution, we had the Alien and Sedition Act, which weren't exactly constitutional. But Jefferson helped get rid of those, and they've been off the books. And we've generally been pretty good on privacy in the Fourth Amendment. But, you know, when World War I hit, the great non-libertarian Woodrow Wilson had the Espionage Acts passed in 1917 and used them viciously against the people to speak out or be resentful or critical of the government. He put people in prison for this. And this has been going on. But basically, the Espionage Act has not been used much since then until this administration. And that's the act that they used to try to curtail any whistleblowers or anybody releasing information or the media doing something. And they've been using it to prosecute. But of course, the most notable case right now is the attempt now to prosecute Snowden for the release of this information. And the information, you know, hardly fits the description of espionage. Many of us have always believed espionage meant that some American turned on his country or her country and decided to give information to the enemy to help them defeat us, you know, in some type of war. And I could see this could be, you know, treasonous if we had a declared war, a legitimate war, and you turned over very important information to the enemy that, you know, exposed us to great danger. This has nothing to do with this. We're not in a war. And the espionage is hardly that. Snowden didn't take this information and sell it to anybody. He didn't show somebody how to build a bomb or anything like that. He did one thing that I know of, and that is he told the American people that our government was acting outside the law. And of course, people say, oh, no, that's not the case. We're charging him because he broke the law. He promised he wouldn't tell any secrets. Well, he goes into this business of working with the government and spying on people and realizes they're over the top. And he decides to obey the law that he thinks is superior to the law that says that he has to keep everything secret and protect the government against the people. What he says is that this is unconstitutional. It's damaging to the people. He needs to tell the truth. And he gets this information out. And he does that by releasing information that was pretty startling to the American people. So, for me, it's a disconnect because the American people or I think majority, are very much with us on this idea that the government shouldn't be doing this. And the Fourth Amendment is important. And they're outraged to know that the government can look at everything that we do, read every email, listen to all the phone calls, and they don't like it. But all of a sudden now, they say, yes, but they have a sympathetic ear to those who are propagandizing now and saying, well, yeah, but he broke the law and he's a traitor and he released this information. Well, how else would they have known, you know, if somebody doesn't do it? And they say, well, some people argue, well, he should come and face the music and go through our courts. Yeah, like Bradley Manning, you know, face the music. They know what he had. He had 3 years of no trial, held in solitary confinement, and many said were tortured. Now he's finally in a trial that many people consider a show trial. So it's a shame. It's a shame that if you want to tell the truth and expose what our government is doing, you can't even trust our own government. And right now, statistically, not many people believe our government. So this is a real battle going on right now. The big thing that surprised me the most was there's so little public support. That is the media support or government officials coming out and saying that Snowden needs to have his rights protected and he did us all a service, like Daniel Ellsberg and others. But no, it was not too bad in saying that, you know, it was a bad program and they shouldn't be spying on us. You know, there was a mixed bag out there that a lot of people said that was wrong. But once this thing came out and they had to attack Snowden and protect the NSA, it is almost 100% universal on all the major networks saying the same thing, how monstrous this guy is. So it's a very, very important issue. And I think the moral issue is when you know what the law is and you promise to work for the government with a good faith intention, but find out that the government is secretly destroying the Constitution, pretending that we're fighting these wars and doing all these things to protect our Constitution and protect freedom, you know, and find out it's all a hoax. What is the higher authority? Of course, I think the higher authority in law is the Constitution. And of course, there are times when I think there's a moral authority even above the Constitution. And that, of course, would raise the question of when that would happen. We'll say under, under slavery or something like that, that you could have a moral authority superior to the Constitution. But anyway, the Constitution should never be argued that it is inferior to some law that the Congress passed, because the Congress does not have the right to amend the Constitution. So this is a lot of politicking, a lot of fighting to maintain the power of the state. They don't want any negative publicity. They're embarrassed by what's happening. That's why they don't like the whistleblowers. We live in an age now where the whistleblowers are always in danger. They're more likely to go to prison than the individuals. I mean, how many people went to prison for torturing at Guantanamo? No, the guy that released this information, the CIA agent that came and told us about it, he's in prison. So we need to expose this, and the American people need to realize what's going on and not fall easily for the falsehoods that are, and the propaganda that's put out by our government and the major media.
Well, you know the old expression that truth is treason in the empire of lies, and so the government is in full tilt pursuit of Edward Snowden. But I'm still hung up on Director of National Intelligence Clapper testifying in Congress that the NSA, and the question was straightforward, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans? And he answered, no, sir.
Yes. And that's a tradition that's been around a long time, even back to Plato's time, about the noble lie. You know, the state is so important and the people are so inferior that the purpose of the state is to deceive and take care of the people and control the people. It's part of the notion of the divine right of kings. Nobody can criticize the king. Now, if we have that again, And we just, you know, even though we describe what we do as spreading democracy and we love democracy as if democracy is going to protect us from this, but no, you can have a democratically elected king, and that is what is happening. And they're supposed to be able to lie. This is a contortion of everything the founders believed in. The purpose of the Constitution was to restrain the government, to know what the government is doing. The government should be open. The people should have their privacy. And today we've turned it on its head. The government is very, very secret. Anybody has challenges are said to be treasonous. At the same time, the privacy of the people now means very little. And this, I believe, can lead to very serious problems as the conditions get worse, because there's going to be a lot of blame going around, whether it's financial or foreign policy. There's going to be a lot of blame. And then when our dollar quits working and the people start suffering more, then there's going to be a lot of scurrying around. And we can't allow the government to get away with lying to us and punishing the people who are telling the truth. Fortunately, we have vehicles today to circumvent a three major network system that had been around for so long. So I'm encouraged when I'm outside of Washington to think that we can get the truth out. That, of course, is what my goal has been for a long time.
And you've done it very ably. Thank you, Dr. Paul. It's been another great conversation, another great podcast. Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette.
This concludes another PodcastOne.com program.